This is Pastor John in Los Angeles, California. So glad that you can join me on a very special cut. Eric Reed in the background on the piano. I have a very special guest on the line, all the way from Italy. And I want you to listen to what we're going to be talking about for the next few moments here. Let me fade out my music and so that I can have clear access to this person's dialogue. Christians, listen closely. Ceci, are you there? All right. I hope that everyone can hear me. I won't ask you to give your name because the subject matter that we're discussing is interesting. You are a young lady that happens to be a Christian, right? Yes. And you are now currently living in a foreign country. You're not in America. You're in Italy, right? Yes, we were having a discussion, Ceci, and I'd like you to share it a little bit with the listening audience. What is the situation in France right now in terms of how our ethnic religion has taken over? I understand that in Europe, Christianity is near dead over there. What is the situation? Explain it and so that the audience can understand exactly what's going on right now.
I grew up in France and actually attended a Catholic school, and growing up, like, everybody around me was really, you know, into Christianity, was, you know, a believer. And just, you know, I don't know, 15 years later, now that I'm almost 23, it's almost like a different country, and France has become such an anti-God nation. It's unbelievable. And just recently, before I came to Italy, as I got to spend a few days there, and what I've witnessed is just amazing. Like, the rise of Islam is unbelievable. And people have just lost so much faith in Christianity, or so disappointed by the church and all the madness and craziness that is happening, that everybody's converting to Islam. Everybody. In all ethnic groups, the black, white, everybody's converting to Islam. And so the government is really worried about it, because it's almost like what they call, quote-unquote, an epidemic all over Europe. In Germany, by way of London, everybody's, you know, converting to Islam. And I just think that we, as so-called Christians, should think about it and try to find some ways to improve things in the church.
Wow. All right. The status of Christianity in Europe right now, in your opinion, on a 1 to 10 scale, what is the popularity of the Christian faith in Europe now? Where I'm talking about England, France, and all of that. Now, I'm assuming that it's strong in Italy because Rome is there. It's a Catholic country. What is the status on a 1 to 10 scale? How popular is Christianity or the Christian faith in Europe, in your estimate?
I would say 1, really, and not even 1.
Oh, my God.
I'm not even exaggerating. It's like Christ is so unpopular. It's so unpopular to have a conversation about, you know, faith and your beliefs and, you know, what you believe in. Like, people don't want to hear that. I was having a conversation with one of my teachers back in China, but she's Italian.
Yes.
And she was telling me that she's allergic. She's allergic to Christianity. Though she grew up, you know, in a Christian family, and, you know, that, you know, she spent her youth going to church, etc., but she told me that's something she's allergic to. And just living here in Italy.
Yes.
And talking to the younger people, the younger crowd, it's exactly the same feedback that I'm getting. People who attend church in Italy are old school. People going to church on Sunday morning are 60, 70 years old. You don't see no 20-year-old going to church. You don't see that. Unless they're forced to by their families or whatever, but really, churches are pretty empty here. Or what you see are tourists. Tourists go to church because they want to take pictures, you know. That's pretty much it. People don't go because they want to worship, because they want a connection with God. No.
But what about Italy being a Catholic country? What about the church? What is that all about? Is that just a facade? Is it a front?
I can't really hear you. Hello?
I was asking, what about Italy being a Catholic country? Rome, the church, the Vatican. Don't people attend there?
I don't think that Italy can still be considered a Catholic country. I would say it has a Catholic heritage, just like France and most, you know, European countries, but the reality is so different from what people think or assume about this country, really. There's a church on every block here, but it's full of tourists. And again, they don't come because they want a connection with God. They don't come because they want to know Christ. It's just because the architecture is amazing, and you know they want to take pictures. You know, it's almost a business, and that's the only way that you know they get the church. You know, with people, they fill up the church. Otherwise, people don't go to church because there's nothing. There's nothing.
And so you would say, as you would judge, let's see, the Pentecostals, the Charismatics, the Protestant faith, that you're saying in Europe and across Europe, there are no mega churches like there are here in this country?
Oh, I have something very interesting to share with you.
Okay.
Actually, all the I call them the pulpit tents. Please excuse my language, but really, all the big pulpit tents that you have in the States, in the black church, are making big bucks in Africa. Big bucks. They are everywhere, from Nigeria to Congo, everywhere, and they're actually coming to China as well. And a lot of Chinese people are converting to quote-unquote Christianity, It's just the same phenomenon that we had in the States before, is that prosperity gospel. That's all it's all about. And it's the same thing in Africa. I mean, people don't have a lot of money, but they go there and they tell them to tithe. Like, I could send you some crazy videos. You wouldn't believe what's happening in Africa right now. Like, all the T.D. Jakes and the, what's his name, Creflo Dollar?
Yes.
Okay, they are training African pastors to preach like them. So you go to Africa and you see those guys, and they sound just like T.D. Jakes, just like Creflo Dollar, and it's really scary. It's a mess. So between, you know, the rise of Islam and this, you know, madness going on, I'm like, oh my gosh, where are we going? It's just crazy.
I think that where we're going is we're going back into the ancient histories when the Islamic nations came against Constantinople and the other pope and tried to do away with Christianity. They're just taking Europe back. Europe hasn't always been a Christian country. It was just for a short time. But the manipulation of the Christian faith and the rejection of the true Christian faith has opened the doors to these kinds of things. But the most important thing that you've shared with me, and that I'm going to share with the American audience, as well as the audience all around the world, is that that the Christian faith has no validity at all. And it's the same thing that's happening here. And that's why I said that the webcast that I've been doing lately, is trying to get these people, for God's sake, to live up to what we're supposed to be living. I mean, we are supposed to be martyrs. We are going to be martyred. But there is some goodness to being that if you know that God will sustain us as we go through that difficulty. So, all right. So how is it for yourself, a single lady, when it comes to, so when you worship or when you want to have fellowship with God, what do? You obviously can't go to church. So what do?
Oh, I'm going to be very honest with you, PJ. I haven't been in church in a very long time, just because I've witnessed so many stuff and craziness, and even, you know, going to a Catholic school growing up, I just seen so many very disturbing things, and I was like, okay, I don't want to be part of that mess. I don't want to be associated to these people. You know what I mean? So I know it's kind of sad to hear, and a lot of people tell me that, you know, that I shouldn't be alone or whatever, but the best thing for me is to get my Bible and study for myself, because I feel like everybody's corrupted in the church, really. It's a big mess, and it's worldwide. It's not just in Europe. It's not just in the States. It's everywhere. So it's really disappointing, because, you know, I'm supposed to to connect with other believers and stuff, but at this point, I don't feel like going to church. There's nothing for me there, really.
Wow. You know what? And I think that I feel that same way. And there's an awful lot of us that spread all over the world that feels the same way. And I just want to encourage you to continuously do your own Bible study and to live your Christianity out the way that you have. I just find it extraordinary that in Europe, a place where the church used to be strong, where the reform movement took place, that it's not, you know, you said something interesting. You said that I think that it's repulsive to young people when they think about going to church because they see the hypocrisy of the people that attend.
Exactly. And they, you know, I hear the same thing about marriage. They have the exact same feedback on marriage.
And that's spreading throughout this country right now here in America, because marriage means absolutely nothing to most of these people that I speak to today. Absolutely nothing. It is a business deal gone crazy. Mm-hmm. And so it's happening, man, in Europe. And you're saying that in France. Now, I want to verify this. When you got more people walking around dressed as Muslims that are citizens of Paris than... I mean, since the last time you were there, you've seen this switch. Is that what you're saying?
Yes, and that was only 6 months ago. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Oh, my God. And so, therefore, they just lowered the standard altogether. They just lowered it. Just let the bar down.
You know, the same thing is happening in Germany, and it's been happening in London for a longer period. But in France, it's just really, it's really overwhelming, and the government really doesn't know what to do right now. So you will get a ticket to, you know, to be dressed that way, like wearing a burqa or whatever. So I think they charge you like $200.
Wow.
Yes. But people are really rebellious. You know what I mean? They don't care. They don't care if they're going to have a ticket. They're going to wear it anyway. They're going to pray on the street, because that's what's happening right now. And people are really upset over this. They are praying on the street. Everywhere. You have 100 people, 150 people, and they'll be like, well, if you guys don't want us to pray on the street, you know, build a mosque for us. That's what we need. Do that. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Wow. Yeah. And the Christian, of course, the Christian community has no answer to this at all.
Absolutely nothing.
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 Hey, listen, I really appreciate this, because we've been talking about 13 and a half minutes now, and that's cool. That's I just wanted my audience to hear it, because I've been speaking with you on a regular basis, and I really appreciate your insights. And listen, do me a favor and keep me informed about this situation, all right?
Absolutely.
All right. Hey, listen, love you. Appreciate it. And hold on 1 second as I bring this to a close, and so that I can continue to... Okay, here we go. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for tuning in. And I would just ask you to pray for a young lady in Italy that has her eyes on what's happening around the world. This is Pastor John, taking about 10 or 15 minutes, talking with a young lady, and glad that you can join me. God bless you, and whatever you do, stay in the Word.